Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3168, The One Thing with the Power to Bring Us All Together, by Dr. Kelly Flanagan of drkellyflanagan.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator today and every day. Me narrating means there are no interviews, just a short podcast where we can both improve our lives one day at a time. So with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. The One Thing with the Power to Bring Us All Together, by Dr. Kelly Flanagan of drkellyflanagan.com. On a frenetic Monday morning, I arrived at my office with my thoughts whipping and cyclonic, scrambling to stay ahead of life. When I opened my office door, I practically tripped over my surprise. Sitting in one of my office chairs was an enormous beach ball with a note attached. Just a visual reminder, we love your blog. Have I ever mentioned if you can work with thoughtful, caring people, you should work with thoughtful, caring people? As my laughter died away and my smile lingered, my mind returned to problem-solving mode. The beach ball needed to be deflated before my first appointment. I sat on the ball and the air began to hiss in expulsion. Slowly, so slowly. As the ball hissed and the clock ticked, I looked around my office at all the trappings of my effort to stay ahead in life. 3 diplomas representing 10 years of my life, a framed clinical psychologist license representing another 2, a shelf full of books representing years of information consumed in an effort to feel interesting. And I realized no amount of schooling, studying, or scrambling gets this done faster. As the ball slowly deflated, I sank to the floor, but I also sank into my own humanity. And I thought, this beach ball is a lot like our pain. It's an equalizer, competing to be unequal. The dictionary defines equalizer as anything that makes us alike in value, rank, or merit. We spend most of our lives avoiding equalizers like the plague. And I think our favorite way of fleeing from equalization is competition. Competition is our way of saying, I'm up here and you're down there and we are not equal. And yet, regardless of how hard we try, in the end, pain and loss and suffering come for every one of us, and they expose all of our competition as one big game of charades. Our pain eventually topples our sense of power and inverts our sense of control. Suffering is the great equalizer. From herniated discs to surprising loneliness to shocking divorces to unexpected diagnoses, every single one of us will eventually be equalized by pain and suffering. Our hierarchies will be erased and the truth revealed. We're all just humans existing on the same level playing field. Most of us live in fear of this eventuality. Many of us get depressed when faced with the prison of mortality and our frail humanity. But I think there is another way. I think we can allow our pain to lead us home. Several nights ago, my sons showed me the way. 2 equalized little boys. The snow was coming down, all heavy and slushy, and darkness had descended, when our doorbell rang. Standing on our front porch, looking wet and tired but still hopeful, was a young man from the local college, and he carried a shovel. He told us he had walked many blocks knocking on doors, hoping to work for a few extra bucks. He told us we were the first store that had opened to him. He asked if he could shovel our driveway for $5. With a grimace, we pointed to the driveway and said, "Well, as you can see, we shoveled recently and we actually don't have any cash on us right now." His eyes got sad, but his smile only flickered as he wished us well and turned away. But as he stepped off our porch, my 5-year-old son leapt off our couch. Tears welling up in his eyes, he asked frantically, "Can I pay him?" And without waiting for an answer, he ran for his bedroom, returning moments later, waving a $10 bill and desperately asking, "Is this enough?" Watching the scene, my 9-year-old cracked too. He ran to his room and pulled out his own $10 bill. He returned, shoving it into the hands of his little brother and said, "Let me pay him." Together, they raced to the front door, shouting at the young man to stay, terrified he would get out of earshot. My 5-year-old carries a lot of pain. We see it in his deep, solemn eyes all the time. And much of the time, I think he ends up competing to keep the pain at bay. But on a snowy March night, he let his pain lead him home. Going home by making our home here. Our pain can lead us home by leading us to create a home right here in the middle of this broken humanity. We don't have to wait until our pain is inevitable and unavoidable. We can choose to let it out of the dungeons of our hearts now. And we can let in the pain of a fractured humanity now. And we can let the pain be the common ground upon which we meet each other, separate but equal, different but equally broken, unique but sharing in the suffering of life. Pain can make little children empty piggy banks for a stranger who doesn't feel like a stranger anymore because they share the common ground of disappointment and loneliness. It can lead us home by making every stranger a brother or a sister in this struggle we call living. When we allow ourselves to feel our pain, when we allow ourselves to feel at home in a world riddled with pain, it will not make our pain disappear, but it will redeem it. Because redemption isn't always about making our pain go away. Sometimes it's about choosing how to live it. My boys showed me how I want to live it, like a welcome mat, like a front porch light on a dark night, like a lighthouse on a stormy sea, like an invitation on a lonely day. I want my pain to invite everyone else home. Can you imagine a world of people equalized by their pain? Can you imagine a world where our sense of home doesn't end at the front door? Can you imagine a world where every painful moment is redeemed by an ever-expanding community of people surrendered to their humanity? Can you imagine? You just listened to the post titled, "The One Thing with the Power to Bring Us All Together" by Dr. Kelly Flanagan of drkellyflanagan.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Dr. Kelly. It feels like we've had a recurring theme here. Sometimes that happens on this show. I think he's talking about status a bit, how it's a big competition that never ends. But when we get down to it, we all have pain and suffering, no matter our status. We also all come into this world with nothing and will leave with nothing, which personally sounds freeing to me. I think that should be celebrated. But back to suffering, you might be listening to this podcast to rid yourself of suffering. Unfortunately, that's not possible, but we can change how we think and what we think about suffering, what we choose to do with it. Suffer more, complain, try to fix it, help others in a similar boat, write about it, talk about it. There are infinite ways we can react to that suffering, and I think we just need to be reminded that everyone suffers, but there are options. And that's what this podcast serves as for me, a daily reminder. I hope it can do the same for you. So thank you to Dr. Kelly for this one, and thank you for being here. Have a great weekend, and I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.